What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast, and this is your host, Jesse G., owner of Mission Discipline, LLC. I hope you all are doing great today. Going back a few episodes ago, I did a random fun episode or podcast on a Friday, and normally my podcast is on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So in that podcast, it was called Passions, What Drives You? Being passionate about what you do. And within that podcast, I also mentioned doing a fun activity that you could partake in. And if you decided to partake in this activity, it was about watching a film or a movie that inspires you and motivates you. And writing how you felt after you watched it or during watching it and how it motivated you and inspired you. I suggested to watch a true story about somebody doing something incredible. So I decided to take part in this activity. I will never ask you to do something that I won't try myself. So what I did was I signed up for a 7-day free trial of Disney Plus just because there was this documentary that I wanted to watch, and it was called Breaking 2. And Breaking 2 is a phenomenal documentary about 2 years worth of working with 3 elite athletes and other athletes as well, and scientists trying to manipulate the weather and everything they can to get these 3 phenomenal runners, elite marathon, half marathon runners, to break a 2-hour sub marathon. So a sub 2-hour marathon, 26.2 miles. So in order for them to do this, they had to run 4 minutes and 34 seconds per mile. That is fast. That is approximately 13.1 miles per hour. Can you imagine going that insanely fast? That is fast. Now, they had scientists trying to put them in the best location at the best time with the best weather, making sure that these athletes were hydrated. It was an incredible film, and I loved watching it mostly because of the athletes they chose, the walks of life they've lived and live. It's just an incredible story. And the people who are in this film, these elite runners, their mentality is what makes them amazing runners. Because mentality is everything. Now, the 3 runners came from different places around Africa, and the names of these athletes are very hard for me to pronounce, and I tried to learn the pronunciation, but my favorite of the 3 was the person who managed to get the best time of this sub 2-hour marathon that they were trying to do, and the reason he did the best, I truly believe, and what I took away from watching this was he had the best positive mental attitude. In his mentality, he seemed to have more control over how he thought, and he just loved simplicity, being simple and happy and just being peaceful. And his mentality is what drove him to be the better runner that day. The day they decided to do the sub 2-hour marathon, 26.2 miles and 13.0 miles per hour at 4 minutes and 34 seconds, being insanely fast. So the runner I really want to talk about, his name is, now let me try this, it's Eliud Kipchoge. So it's Eliud Kipchoge. He's 32. This runner stood out to me the most because he had these amazing quotes throughout the documentary, and it really inspired me. And how it inspired me was he's just, what I've been saying in many of my podcasts is, you have to have a belief in yourself, and you have to believe and see yourself accomplishing this goal. And everything he ever quoted or said, he literally said, I believe in myself. And I'm going to read many of the quotes that he said in that film, because I think you can also take away a lot from it. And even looking up this runner and seeing the things he has accomplished in his running career, it's pretty incredible. And so far, when I watched this film, of the 8 marathons he's ran, he has won 7 of them. Out of 8 marathons, he's won 7 of them. That's an achievement right there. So one of the things he said that really stood out to me was he said, "I believe in myself, that I can be the one to do it. I will break this barrier." Now, in my past episodes, I talked a lot about limitations and breaking barriers. The human potential is so much more than what we can imagine. Now, for the longest time, up until 1954, humans didn't think that it was possible to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. So people thought that you were going to have a heart attack or you would die if you even did it. That's the same kind of concept that happened during this documentary, that they thought that people would die if they did a sub 2 hour 26.2 marathon. But the human potential and breaking barriers, there's so much possibility out there for us, for you and me. We can literally do anything, and humans are so much more capable than what you think. And in 1954, Roger Bannister, at the age of 25, did that. He broke barriers. He showed you that the human potential is more than what you think and what we are capable of. And he did 1 mile in 3 minutes in 59 seconds. Can you imagine being the person that said, "No, I'm going to run 3 minutes and 59 seconds and break that stereotype of you thinking that you can die if you ran faster than a 4 minute mile"? That's crazy. And the human potential is more than what you can even imagine. And that is why I love this film. And Eliud Kipchoge, at 32 from Kenya, believed in himself and believed that mentality is everything. In order to be a strong runner, you have to have a good, strong mental mindset. It comes to a point when you're just running and the only thing you have left really is your mind. And that really is the most inspiring thing, to see somebody run so fast and knowing that their mind is keeping them through this and all that time training. And he just said some phenomenal things that really stuck out to me. And one of them is, "I really want to be the first one to run under 2 hours. I want to tell the world that no human is limited." He wants to tell the world that no human is limited. And you really aren't. You're not limited. The only thing that you are limited to is you giving yourself limits. And you have to push past limits. And you have to believe that you can do more. You have to believe that if you ran 3 miles in 25 minutes, that you can do it in 24. And if you do it in 24, you have to believe that you can do it in 23. And if you run it in 23, you have to believe that you can go even better and better and better. You have to keep pushing your limits. Anything you do in life, try to push past every limit and break barriers. Another one of my favorite things that Eliud mentioned was that most people believe that if you run under 2 hours, you might die. But personally, in my heart and in my mind, I believe it is possible. It all comes down, again, to his mental mindset. I truly feel that being mentally healthy and mental health is everything. It is everything to your success as a human being. And if you need to take time to take care of yourself, that should come before everything else. For you to be successful in anything, even if it's just a workout, you need to be mentally stable. And taking care of yourself is so important. And he lives a really, really simple life. And he has money because he's won many races. He is an elite runner. But he lives so simple. He believes in simplicity. And I really respect that. I respect that simplicity and having peace and helping others. And he also said that he had lost his parents, and where he's from, it makes it harder for you to get by. And that just means he had to work even harder than people around him. And he said that he never complained and he will never complain. He had to work harder than the rest. Sometimes you do have to work harder than the people around you. And it may really stink, and you may think, wow, this sucks. But just imagine how much more you have to work for. How much harder and more you want it. You want it. If you want something more than somebody else, and you have to work harder for it, do it. But remember that your mind and a healthy mindset is what will help you get there. So always take care of yourself and take care of your mindset and your mentality and your mental health. Remember the neurotransmitters and the chemicals and the happy chemicals. Always go back to that and think, what can I do to get this mindset ready to push past these limitations and break barriers? Not bears, barriers. Sometimes I jumble my words. I'm not perfect. Now that we know we can push past bears, I mean barriers, there's also another quote I want to tell you that he said in this film. And again, I think it's really beneficial for all of you to take what you can away from it. And maybe perhaps try watching it if you have some time, or if you have access to Disney Plus. If you don't have access to Disney Plus, you sign up for a 7-day free trial and then you're done after 7 days. So, because I know it is expensive to pay monthly a bunch of stuff. So I don't pay for it monthly, and I just 7-day free trial. Another thing that he said was, marathon is life. It's not about the legs. It's about the heart. It's about the heart and the mind. I feel I have a potential inside my heart that I can go beyond limitations, beyond human limitations, by running under 2 hours. I cannot speak right now. I could literally re-record all these mistakes that I've made, like running past bears and, I don't know, my mispronunciations right now, but who would I be if you don't see my vulnerability? I am a human being. I have limitations, but I'm trying to break those barriers. And, you know, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I'm working on being the best human I can be. And I hope you are too. And going back to some of my favorite quotes by Eliud is, he was a team player. He is a team player. He knew that he couldn't do this without the help and collaboration of not just the scientist, but the runners who helped him keep his pace. They had runners throughout the whole 26.2 miles during the race that they were trying to break the sub-2 marathon, and they kept changing runners so that they had the same pace to keep them motivated to go. So that's a team and group effort. And he said, there's a formula. 100% of me is nothing compared to 1% of the whole team. That's incredible. And if you are somebody who is a team player, just know that we need each other. You need people. You can't just do things all on your own all the time. Sometimes you need to talk to somebody. Sometimes you need to rely on a friend. And sometimes we can't always rely on people because they may not be a good, reliable person. But that's what it goes back to, having a good circle and a good group of people that you can rely on. If someone is there in your life that you can't rely on, maybe rethink that relationship and think, how are they benefiting me and how am I benefiting them and how are we helping each other grow as human beings? If you're going to have a circle and a friends group or anybody in your life, you need to help each other grow. That should be the goal, to be better, to help each other, to be there for them during good times and bad times, to be somebody that somebody else can rely on. That is one of the greatest gifts you can give to them, your time, and to trust them, and for you to trust them with anything you have to say to them. Being able to trust somebody with your vulnerability is one of the most beautiful parts and aspects of having a friendship or any kind of relationship. Knowing that you can trust somebody with your emotions is one of the most beautiful things you can look for in a person. And that is what I hope you look for when you have this circle of friends and group of friends, and how they push you to be better. And if they want to be successful, and are they helping you be successful? Always think about your friends group and the circle of friends you have. And if they're not doing any of those things, rethink if they're even good for you in your life. Are they good for your mental health? And mental health is everything. And what I really liked about Eliud is he was a very simple-minded person, as I mentioned before. And he said, you live simple, you train hard, and you live an honest life. Then you are free. And he's all about being free. And when you have a happy mental mindset, you will feel free. When you want to accomplish something that people say that you can't, because a lot of people questioned him and doubted him, and they said, you can die if you run a sub-2-hour marathon. But he believed in himself. Even if he didn't accomplish this, you don't know, you never know, but you will go in it and you're going to give it your all. And you're going to say, I believe in myself that I'm going to try and that I'm going to accomplish this goal. And even if you fail, you don't really fail. You just put human beings even closer to reaching that goal. And that's exactly what Eliud did. He put human beings 25 seconds closer to running a sub-2-hour marathon, 26.2 miles, at 13.1 miles per hour. And he ran it in 2 hours and then had 25 seconds. 2 hours, 25 seconds. That's really, so close to accomplishing the goal they set out. And he gave it his all. And that's really all you can do. He just put humans 25 seconds closer to accomplishing the goal. And he said that now it's time for someone else to break that barrier. Break that bear. Now, with any kind of spotlight in life, whatever you're doing, he also mentioned that performance comes with pressure and a great responsibility. And that is just beautiful. So anybody who has any type of pressure, just know that you have a great responsibility. Whatever that may be, it's going to be great and you're going to do amazing. You're going to do amazing things if you keep pushing past your limitations and breaking barriers. And if you ever see a bear, remember this podcast and say, I can break barriers. Bears. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I really hope you can see how beautiful film can really be, how content, how YouTube, how everything can be so inspiring, especially now. Just hold on to what you can and look for the positive in everything right now that you can. And again, I am so grateful that we have this virtual world that we can rely on in times of trials, and that we're not alone, that we have each other. And remember that your mental mindset, your mental health is everything and the keys to your success. You have the keys. Remember the neurotransmitters. Remember that you can look for motivation and positivity in times of darkness. And finding a movie, finding a YouTube video, finding anybody that gives you some light in the darkness will help you during this difficult time, but also to keep putting new goals and new challenges that you want to accomplish. And I want to see you accomplish that. And I hope you do. Whatever your dreams are, whatever you aspire to become, I hope you will accomplish it. So go out there, have the best mental positive mindset, have a great circle of friends, and know that you can always rely on the Mission Discipline Podcast to help you stay motivated. Until next time, I will catch you later on the podcast. We'll be right back.